Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Our futures markets were closed today, but we'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about how the markets will shape up when they open on Friday. We'll be back right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and the public speaking skills, the meeting planning and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Justin, our markets were closed today, but what can we expect in the futures markets when they reopen in the morning?
Grain futures were closed today in observance of the 4th of July holiday, but yesterday the markets closed up strong, and we kind of anticipate the same thing happening on tomorrow's open, just a continuation of what we've seen from the previous week. It looks like the USDA report is kind of still the focus of what we've traded all week long. People are still trying to interpret what those numbers on the Planted Acres report and the quarterly stocks last Friday mean. We'll also be watching the export report that comes out tomorrow morning. They're looking for wheat to be 400,000 to 800,000 metric tons. We were about 732 last week. They're looking for corn to be anywhere from 250 to 500,000. We were 490 last week. Soybeans are expected to be from 200 to 500,000. We were 465 last week. And I anticipate that we'll probably look at some of the ethanol numbers and that report that came out yesterday. Production was down. Stocks were down. Stocks were the lowest they've been since June of 2010. So this higher energy prices here will really draw on the stocks of the ethanol. Profit margins are still pretty strong, about 10 to 12 cents a bushel. So we're still going to produce a lot of ethanol, still going to use a lot of corn, and especially with crude oil getting stronger, corn demand will remain.
We'll have more futures news right after this.
This is big, really big. Week in the Rockies 25, July 8th through the 12th, Superior Livestock Auction offering 204,000 head of cattle all week long, Monday through Friday, live on Dish Network Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. For information, give Superior Livestock a call, 1-800-422-2117, or go to their main website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, tell us about the news behind the numbers today.
Yeah, let's rehash some of the USDA planted acres and quarterly stocks report that came out last Friday. Really, it was bearish for corn, especially new crop corn, on the planted acreage. It came in at 97.379 million acres. That's a really big number. The average guess was about 95.31, so about 2 million acres more than the average guess. The USDA in March said that we have about 97.28. We're even larger than that number. And that's really pressured the December corn here down to about $5. Soybean acres came in at 77.73. The average guess was 77.93, so we're about 200,000 acres less than they anticipated. In March, they said 77.16. All wheat came in at 56.53 million acres. That was up from about 55.9 estimated. And then the USDA said in March, 56.4. So we were even higher than that number. Now, quarterly stocks were a little bit bullish for wheat. They came in at 718 million. The average guess was 745. Corn was 2.76 billion bushels, and they were looking for about 2.84. And soybeans came in at 435, and they were looking for 442. So really bullish for soybeans, but bearish corn and wheat.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. A few of our closing numbers from Wednesday. August live cattle were up a nickel at 121.95. August feeders were also up 5 cents at 150.95. And July lean hogs gained 62 cents to close at 101.62 on the day. July Kansas City wheat was up 9.5 cents at 683.5. Chicago July corn was up 5.5 cents at 678.25. And July soybeans were up 10.5 cents on Friday or on Wednesday to close at 15.83.5. That's a look at your futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.